more than 100 First Nations artists from across the continent will gather on Gadigal land for the 2025 National Indigenous Art Fair. Part of NAIDOC Week, the National Indigenous Art Fair, is an annual vibrant and cultural event and ethical marketplace. It's on at the Overseas Passenger Terminal at the Rocks this weekend, Saturday the 5th till Sunday 6th of July, presented by First Hand Solutions Aboriginal Corporation. Their CEO, Peter Cooley, joins us now on 2SER Breakfast. Morning, Peter. How are you?
Good morning, Danny. Yeah, I'm great. Thanks. Thanks for allowing me to come on your show.
My absolute pleasure. I thank you so much for getting up early to have a chat with us. Now, what is it that makes the National Indigenous Art Fair so special?
Oh, look, I think it's the such a big gathering of remote artists and art centres all coming into, you know, Sydney for the 2 days. I think it's special because it really does give an opportunity for, you know, our artists, et cetera, to showcase culture and share culture and provide an opportunity to connect with the wider community and you know, all of those, I suppose, communities all coming together under the one roof, which provides an extremely rare and unique opportunity in Sydney for, you know, Sydneysiders.
Indeed. And the theme for NAIDOC this week, this year, is the next generation strength, vision and legacy. How is the National Indigenous Art Fair fitting into that theme?
Oh, look, I think culture is always the strength of our people, you know, and the art fair allows, you know, to keep culture alive in communities, you know, by providing opportunities, particularly employment and economic opportunities. You know, there's a real sort of future and opportunity for younger generations, you know, to benefit from events like this long term. So you know, culture is really the underpinning strength of our people, and I think you know, the National Indigenous Art Fair or NIAF, you know, the vision of NIAF really is pretty special in the way that it provides an opportunity for you know, communities, particularly remote communities, to benefit economically, but it provides a wider community to engage and learn and be able to, I suppose, take away, you know, a special piece from the art fair. And look, the legacy I hope that we're leaving with NIAF is that it's improving the lives of Aboriginal people.
Yes, and this strength, this growth, this legacy you refer to, it continues to be a part of this. You're now in your sixth year. Is there any particular highlights for this year's National Indigenous Art Fair that you're looking forward to?
Oh, look, the whole event is a highlight. But for me, it's been able to walk through that art fair and just see, you know, just amazing talent, amazing works, all different types of works that you know, our people are standing proud and showcasing and, you know, basically opening up to Australia and the world. I mean, we do have people that, plenty of people that come from different countries that come to the art fair as well. So, you know, it's the work and the pride of our people, you know, who were very gutsy, travelling long distances to come into the city marketplace and, you know, be able to show off their culture and share it as well. That's always the highlight and will be always, you know, the underpinning strength, I suppose, of the art fair as well. But that's an important part because it goes well beyond the art fair, you know, economically, and also the breaking down of barriers and stereotyping, you know, that we face on a daily basis.
Indeed, it's probably a good metaphor for you to be having it there at the Overseas Passenger Terminal, taking the artwork from First Nations people and sending it internationally. It's an ethical marketplace as well, more than 50 stall holders where people can purchase art, handmade jewellery, homewares, food and more. But there's also workshops and cooking demonstrations and heaps of other stuff going on.
Oh, Danny, there's so much happening this weekend. And you know, there's something for everyone, including families and children. You know, there's amazing performances. There's a whole festival of events happening workshops, dance performances, singing. There's kids' workshops as well. You know, so there's something for everyone. And, you know, it's a $3 entry fee, but it's probably the most sort of value for money $3 you're ever going to spend, where you can come and just, you know, immerse yourself in the cultural activities, or you can browse the art fair. And, you know, there's affordable art fair, whether you're, you know, buying a $100 piece or you're buying a $5,000 piece. There's something for everyone. And what is always a standout every year for me is the communal weaving circle.
Yes.
Where we have remote weavers, you know, collaborating with Sydney and New South Wales-based weavers to do a weaving installation. And every year we have something different. I mean, last year we had a campfire that everyone wove pieces and was placed around on that campfire. The year before we had Centrepoint, we've had, you know, the Harbour Bridge, we've had the Opera House. So we've got another installation this year, and it's an animal, but I'm not going to say what one.
I want some things
to come along and join in with these, you know, skilled weavers and learn how to weave and weave some pieces to put on that installation.
Indeed, and the Weaving Circle will be with Rose and Lillian Wilfred, happening on 2 p.m. on the Saturday afternoon. Now, First Hand Solutions. So National Indigenous Art Fair is a project of First Hand Solutions, but you do so much more than that.
We do. I mean, the art fair is only one of our projects, and we have the now well-known and successful Black Markets, which is an all-Aboriginal markets. We started in Sydney at La Perouse on Bear Island in the middle of Botany Bay.
Yes.
And, you know, that's gone from strength to strength, and we now run it around the city, but also we've began in the last couple of years, we began to run it in remote areas, or regional areas, I should say, of New South Wales, and supporting small Aboriginal businesses in arts, craft, tourism and bush foods in those regions, and just providing the opportunity for them to, you know, be able to showcase their wares by creating a live marketplace and attracting the people to that marketplace to see these small businesses and support them.
Indeed.
So, yeah. And then we have Indigigrow, which is...
I was going to say, if you're talking about the bush foods, you've got to talk Indigigrow.
Yeah, yeah. We've also got Indigigrow, which we kicked off about 8 years ago, and that's about sort of working with Sydney coastal plant species and also native bush foods. Danny, what a lot of people don't realise is that our coastal vegetation from, say, Royal National Park in the south right through to North Head, all our original vegetation on the coast, we only have 3% remaining.
Mm.
And, you know, at Indigigrow, we spend 80% of our time actually restoring those species or learning how to grow them and restore them, and because it's a difficult process, and there's not a lot of plant producers that are actually targeting a lot of these species. So that's our main work, and then we also grow native bush foods because we want to showcase bush foods and get it out to the wider community.
It is really amazing stuff. I'm going to put links to all of that stuff, Black Markets, Indigigrow, and, of course, the National Indigenous Art Fair happening at the Overseas Passenger Terminal in Circular Quay on the 5th and 6th of July. CEO of First Hand Solutions Aboriginal Corporation, Peter Cawley, thank you so much for joining us here this morning on 2SER Breakfast.
Pleasure, Danny.